Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I don't know which conversation is more bizarre to me right now. The data center conversation, what the hell happened there? All of a sudden, they're like cancer. I started out as the greatest boom we've seen in 50 years. Now, hell with them, they're dangerous. Okay. Or the immigration issue. Now we'll just deport anyone, man. Just to keep the numbers up. I want to play this clip. They took this, ICE did, just to keep their numbers up. They took this Cuban immigrant and they deported him to one of the most dangerous countries on earth in Central Africa. And Americans are so, we're told, don't visit there under any circumstance. Listen.
Y Yasmani, no pueden salir de ese edificio. You cannot leave that building.
No, con el oficial solamente. Aquí afuera. Porque ya se llevaron a él a Daniel.
Wow.
Nos tienen aquí detenidos en un centro.
It's a Cuban immigrant.
No podemos salir, no tenemos documentos, sufriendo por nuestra
familia. He says we're stuck.
En un continente que no conocemos, otra cultura.
My man is a Cuban immigrant. That's cool. Thanks, Alonzo. They put him on a friggin' plane and ship him to one of those dangerous countries on earth. To which I ask, what the F are we doing? And I'm hoping Joseph Patrick Murphy, the best immigration lawyer I know, has some sort of answer. Good afternoon, brother.
All right, Marty, nice to see you.
What the hell are we doing?
Well, immigration law, particularly the law of asylum, which many of these irregular migrants are filed for, doesn't necessarily guarantee you a right to be in the United States. It guarantees you a right to get out of the country where you're being persecuted. And that's written right into our law. We generally didn't enforce it. We've taken the position over the years that if someone wanted to join us and be an American, that we would let them and support it. It's quite flattering that people want to become Americans. But the new administration takes the position that, they've cut deals with these other countries to take our asylum seekers. And what they do is they terminate the asylum here and they ship them to
wherever,
like you said, Central African Republic, Uganda, Uzbekistan. They can send them all these unusual places that have agreed to take our asylum seekers.
Wow.
And that's the rule. They can get asylum. They can ask for it there. But, you're in a sense, and you can't argue because I've tried to fight these.
Yeah.
It's pretty much an end of game.
Oh,
once the government says send. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're not allowed to argue that place isn't safe generally, or that place is dangerous, that place is incompatible. They get to make that decision. You can argue if the situation is such that this particular place is specifically dangerous to your client, but then you have to prove in immigration court that your client not only needs asylum from the home country, but also from this other place, which they may not have ever visited. So it's very difficult to do that. And it creates a lot of confused people, a lot of very, very disappointed people. I remember one of the first ladies I had to explain it to,
wow,
you know, they wanted to send her to Colombia or something. And she said, but I didn't ask for asylum in Colombia. And I get that, but it's the rules. It's not, you know, everybody wants to get asylum in the richest, freest country, most advanced country they can get it in. And that's not the rule.
I'm not saying that, brother, but not one of the most dangerous countries on earth. I mean,
well, there's that, and it's after the fact, right? So if somebody comes to the border and says, I want asylum, and they say, well, we're not doing it here, but maybe you can go to the next country. That's one thing. But here, the cruelty of it is not just sending people, quite cruel to send in these dangerous countries.
Yeah.
But the cruelty is also that these people have built lives here in the anticipation. They trusted us. They literally moved here. They donated. They worked here. They paid taxes. They lived their lives here. May have bought houses. They may have American kids. Very, very ugly situation. Add to it that some of these people are getting sent to completely incompatible countries. People from Uzbekistan, which is in Asia, getting deported to Uganda, which is in Africa. These things don't match up. But just out. The Americans, like it or not, voted for get them out. And that's what the Trump administration is doing. They've got a mandate.
It's heartless, yeah. Man.
That's the way the sausage gets made. I don't like it, but that's how. There's no other way to do this. This is the policy. You know, as I've said before, everybody wanted to just magic, snap your fingers, and it never happened. All these people didn't get in here, but they did. And the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
You want to undo that. You're not going to do it by just snapping your fingers. It's going to be ugly. It's going to involve things like little Fernanda, right? The five-year-old.
Hold on. Before we get to that.
Yep.
Patrick, we both noticed, Joseph Patrick Murphy, to your point, in the social media comments, insane. Americans don't give a damn if this Cuban guy dies. Right, Patrick? Like, to hell with you. You made that choice, right?
Oh, there is no empathy there whatsoever. You're here illegally, out. That's it, period. They don't care where they are as long as they're not here.
What happened to our love for other people, Joseph Patrick Murphy? What the hell? Where'd we go wrong here? Man, some compassion, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. I mean, you know, the comments you're getting are from people who are willing to comment. There are plenty of people who believe, just like a lot of us do, that you should try and give people a break when you can. But even a lot of them have had it. There's just the perceptions that there's too many of these people, that they're too foreign. And moreover, and I think the biggest nail in the coffin for my clients is they don't really want to be Americans. A lot of these people, they want to work here, they want to live here, they want to enjoy our freedoms, but they don't want anything to do with becoming Americans. It's like a giant experiment in parallel play, and it's terrible marketing. It really is. It makes it very hard to do my work.
My man probably wishes he self-deported back to Cuba, but you can't, can you? Cuba?
I mean, it's certainly possible to get to Cuba from the United States. I don't know that there's regular travel. There may be. I mean, he's a Cuban citizen. There's Cuban Airlines. I know they operate out of
Miami.
What is it called? Cubana? There's one out of JFK, too. So, yeah, you can get a ticket.
What happened to our five-year-old that no one wanted? They wanted to deport this poor girl.
Well, someone does. There's a very nice American family who've even obtained guardianship over Fernanda. She was actually in here an hour and a half ago because we're getting ready. They're making a five-year-old make her own asylum claim. And I have something I've never had to do before. How do you do that, right? How do you put a five-year-old on the stand? How do you get a five-year-old to tell you what they're scared of? We've done different things here. Play dates where we talk about things. Maybe we play Barbies for a while and then talk about what happens if Barbie gets thrown out. Testing the child's awareness, but it's pretty grim. And I really couldn't believe that the judge would order that, but that's what he did. I have to see him on Thursday. I've got to get her asylum in by then, or she's getting a deport order. And even if
where?
Everything's compressed. Honduras, her home country.
By herself?
We don't even know where the parents are. I'm filling out the application. I know the dad and mom's names. I have no idea where these people are. They're gone. They're in the wind. So what happens? They may be back there. And that's the other thing. If they abused her here, what's going to happen when she gets back there?
My God.
She may not be as lucky as she was the second time around. An American family found her.
Wow.
But that's the hard-heartedness, right? You talk about Central African Republic deporting five-year-olds. I've told you, I've had cases where they tried to deport their own informants.
Whoa.
So this is a very, very, you know, the term ham-fisted. It isn't careful. It isn't calibrated. It's just get them out. And that's what they're doing now. And sometimes it results in very, very bizarre and harsh, counterintuitive, cruel, all those things.
You said since you did the show, a bunch of kids came popping up.
Well, that's the other thing. So the program for these vulnerable kids that wander into the United States or who are abandoned here, you know, it's historically, there's like, I think, 10,000 spots a year available for kids like this. And that was what Congress anticipated when they created this program. But the wholesale dumping of children, kids walking into this country, the trafficking of children into our country for exploitation has really swelled the ranks of kids that need this kind of protection. But they never adjusted the cap. So there's a line. You can file for this thing and get approved for it, but you still got to wait for the visa, right, for the status change. And the, I guess because they were kids, you know, victim-centered immigration programs generally don't care that you don't have your status yet as long as you're working on it, because the idea is that you shouldn't be sent home. The Trump people take the position that waiting for your status is not itself a status. You've got to go. So that's the same thing that happened to Luis. If you remember, they deported him. He was 49 days from the visa. I wasn't asking for a lot. The backlog is coming down, which is really nice, or has been coming down, but it's still a big problem. And there's millions of kids. So I came on the show talking about Fernanda, and now I'm suddenly getting calls from a whole bunch of parents because they were all having a hard time finding lawyers who wanted to take these cases. Wow. The odds are grim. The clients are very vulnerable. I'm a father myself. There's kind of stuff gets more important to you when you have your own kids.
Wow.
Wonder about the people who are commenting about hurting little girls and things like that so gleefully, whether they have children or parents of their own. But
they wouldn't be saying that if it was a puppy, ma'am.
Right, right.
Huh. Joseph Patrick Murphy, thanks, brother.
Thank you, Marty. Nice seeing you.
If you have a comfort level with deporting a 5-year-old girl to a country alone, you're a jag off.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm cool with all the illegals and deporting them, and that's fine until you get me to the 5-year-old. That's ridiculous. Sorry, that's ignorant, heartless, cruel. It's ignorant, man. She's 5 friggin' years old. Her parents are ghosts. Where do you say, Patrick? Nicaragua? Where are they sending her? Honduras? Where? I forget. What do you say? Remember?
Honduras.
Honduras. 5 years
yep.
old.
Yep.
No one knows
five
where the hell
are. 5 years old and alone.
Huh? Alone. Yeah.
5 years old and alone.
To some friggin' orphanage down there. That's the plan. All right. I owe him the battle with McCormick, whose folks have been very compassionate about helping us on these cases. I have to reach out to him today. I will send him all the data. The attorney just sent me her background and that sort of thing. There's no way in hell. Look, man, take all the illegals you want and ship them wherever the hell you want, but come on, man. Who's the idiot that sent the Cuban to one of the most dangerous countries on earth? Why not just execute him here? I mean, if that's the plan, I don't know. I mean, I love these people. Mess around and find out. Okay. I don't know if it's just that all the people on social media have deficiencies or addictions they can't manage, or if we're really that spiteful and hateful. I can't frame it correctly. She's 5 years old, man. She's gorgeous. Not that that's relevant, but the girl looks like she's on a postcard for Disneyland. And at this point, at this juncture, there's a family here that loves her and covets her and wants her. Seemed like, sign here, ma'am. Take the beautiful little girl, make her life better. Somehow, some way you think, what's she doing? Taking what? Your job. Okay, that's what it is. I can listen to all your other rhetoric and your bullcrap and all that stuff, but not with the five-year-old and countless other kids that are now in this limbo. I wouldn't have the fortitude or whatever the hell it is you want to call it to put a five-year-old on a plane to Honduras to head to an orphanage where she'll be abused again. We treat dogs better, ma'am. If I showed you a plane load of dogs that were being shipped off to this crazy African country where they're going to kill them and eat them, you would go berserk. But five-year-old, nah, it's cool. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Marty. Hey, I agree with you. The immigration process has been a mess forever. And, you know, these innocent kids, though, they're just, I don't know, you hear about them occasionally, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be a simple rubric.
Going on to his point, by the way, I didn't realize that, Steve, until I heard him say, and I know Patrick, because he said there's millions of them. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They never talked about, though, Marty.
They didn't.
But why can't they develop a simple rubric that would throw not only these children who are the most vulnerable, but certain categories into a separate line that says, okay, we're going to at least look at your case sooner than other, because they're the most vulnerable. I don't get it, Marty.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either. Well, with her,
end of the day.
Well, I know what the answer is with her. There are two American, there's an American family here in Pittsburgh that wants to adopt her. More power to them. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, why can't they expedite that? And why don't they have a whole agency set up to help solve this problem?
Hold on, though.
I don't know.
Hold on, my man says her adoption doesn't preclude her from being deported.
Yeah, that I don't get. What, you know, at
what
the end of
dying?
The sentence, everybody... At the end of a presidency, everybody pardons these convicted criminals and whatnot. Why can't that child have an immediate pardon?
I don't know.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I got this, the governor on tomorrow. This AI thing's getting on my nerves. It started out as like the new world. It did. It was the great hope. Prosperity for all. Now it sucks. I don't know. I know a bunch of people, ma'am, on edge on this thing. Thing is, I mean, clear as day, it's hundreds of billions of dollars in investment. Thousands of jobs. Chad, my boy Chad with Dollar Energy Fund says 10,000 electricians, just that. And it's a $150,000 job. I don't know, man. Insane investment, insane. And they've all agreed to pay any utility over costs and make sure they clean their own water. It went from the greatest thing since Mino's pizza with extra cheese to, oh my God, that pizza sucks. It's bizarre. As an example, I want to play you this spot. This is Stacey. She's running for governor. Listen.
In the news, we're hearing a lot about data centers. Just take a listen to what Stacey Garrity has to say.
In very rural Pennsylvania, you know, you have areas that are in the middle of nowhere. What perfect places to put data centers?
That was Stacey Garrity, folks. And it's pretty clear that we should be worried about what she has in mind for us in small towns and rural communities.
48 out of 67 of our counties in Pennsylvania are rural. So there are a lot of areas where you can put data centers.
Ohio's kicking our butt. They have over 192. We have a lot of catching up to do, but you know what? We need to deregulate.
Deregulate data centers? We all know what Stacey Garrity means.
No
local control. No regulations. Mm. Higher electric bills. Go to this website, truthaboutgarrity.com.
Wow.
And see for yourself can never trust Stacey Garrity to look out for us.
No. Paid for and authorized by Shapiro for Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I have the governor on tomorrow. I sat in this beautiful hall at Carnegie Mellon. Trump was there. We sat at a table with Josh Shapiro, the governor. We sat at a table with Senator McCormick. We sat with Fetterman. They all love this, man. This is it. Am I high or dementia setting in? I don't know, man. What a difference a few months. Listen to the people screaming in these meetings. Patrick pulled this from ABC. Listen to this crap. Listen.
We do not want a data center in this county.
This morning, the bipartisan backlash against the rapid build-out of AI data centers is exploding, shaking up the midterms.
We do not consent!
Our team witnessing the outrage across the country.
Whoa. We need clarity, and we need it now.
Yeah.
At this town hall in rural Franklin County, Missouri.
This has already been going on for 3 hours. No sign of stopping.
For 13 hours, hundreds of residents protesting two proposed data centers.
13 hours.
Worried they will spike utility bills, drain water resources, and destroy farmland.
You will ruin the very best part of Franklin County if you allow data centers to be built on this land.
Across the U.S., tech companies are pledging hundreds of billions of dollars to build these facilities that keep the internet and AI running, promising jobs and big investments in the communities. But the public outcry is now forcing candidates in key races in the midterms to backtrack.
Yeah.
Just last fall, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott called his state the epicenter of AI development. Now he's putting a freeze on new data centers, telling our Jonathan Carl on This Week, the tech companies dug their own grave.
If you're a data center and you want to operate in Texas, you have to first get the approval of those in local communities.
In Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro had promoted data center investments just last year. Now he's imposing new restrictions on them.
You don't want these irresponsible, burdensome, reckless AI data centers in your community.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, I hear you.
Like they're dumping
a new memo from the National Republic.
Like they're dumping DDT in our waters. I don't. What's going on, man? Oh. Someone help me here. Oh, that'll happen. Ebb and flow, baby. We got the governor live tomorrow. I'm very curious. I know some people that have a lot invested here, like money, flat out having mini strokes. What did Stacey Garrity say that was so offensive? Oh, no. God forbid. Rural communities that haven't seen squat. They don't have a friggin' get-go. They don't have a BP, man. They got nothing, honey. They're all losing their farms. Insane unemployment. Oh, no. Someone's going to invest $20 billion. No, those sons of bitches. What are we doing? Someone help me. What happened here? What did I miss? Huh? Bam. Everything Garrity said in that spot was right on. 6 months ago, she'd have been, yeah, cool. Great idea, Stace. Now you know what she's trying to do to you. No, I don't. I don't. Are they training pedophiles? Is there a meth lab involved? Is it a fentanyl farm? Are they growing fentanyl? You don't grow fentanyl. Someone help me. What's going on here? I put something. I want to check my poll. I did an online on social media. I did both Facebook and X. Do you support data centers? Not that hard to answer that question. Do you or don't you? What did the crazies say? What do you angry old white guys in Butler County say? Where is this? What's the response? Do they support them? Yes and no? Yes and no. I used to work in one. No. 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 No studies. Total bias. No. Go south. Wow. What are the health hazards? Where's their water coming from? No employees. All temporary. They're not following the rules. This is all, I'm reading this. Temporary construction jobs. They suck. Okay. Why are you promoting data centers, Marty? No employees, security guards. Uh-huh. Ron, I'm a union carpenter. Would never work on a data center. Good for you. You'll show them. What happened, ma'am? Why is everybody so angry and paranoid? What's wrong with you people? You were hanging out with the people in Churchill who have nothing sitting on that Westinghouse site for 30 years. Nothing but blight. No revenue, no jobs, nothing. Horrible tax base, horrible schools, no value. Losing population, no value to any home. Amazon said, we'll build it here. You said, no, it's going to kill all of us. All of us are going to die. So they left. And it's still there. Still empty. Couple of rats running around. Now you're doing the same damn thing with data centers. What the hell's wrong with you people? You hear that? Oh, you can eat pasta back at the Olive Garden. Come on, man. Oh. If you live in the Berg, and we do, if there's a list of 899 pasta joints, and there are, at least, I would put Olive Garden at 940. All you can eat. Come on, man. It's kind of like Domino's. God bless them in Pizza Hut and all these generic Walmart kind of joints. It's kind of like when you're in New York and you see someone walking into a McDonald's. You want to say, what the hell are you doing, man? What are you doing? Huh? There was a Pizza Hut in Times Square, New York, about 10 years ago when we were there. I was like, what the hell? I want to go in there and say, what the hell are you doing here? It's friggin' Pizza Hut in New York. Come on, man. With all due respect to Olive Garden, it's great for high school kids with a bottomless pit of a stomach. They can eat 35 portions. Knock yourself out, Junior. Within like a mile and a half of this radio station, there's like six really good Italian places in Carnegie right now. Leo Greta, Lucatino. I mean, seriously. Homemade pasta, man. No, I don't want to do that. I want to go to Olive Garden. All you can eat. Bring me another bowl. No, stop. Don't do it. Just saying, I digress from the data center rhetoric. Here's my thing, man. Get together in a room. Let the data center people promise you several hundred million dollars to lower your utility bills, which they're doing. they're paying bonuses to teachers and nurses, which they're doing. They are. And then make them pass a template of regulations, which they're doing. If you like it. If you don't, move on. Shut up about it. Play that clip, please, Alonzo. Please.
Josh Shapiro's data center scandal keeps growing. First, Shapiro handed Amazon a fortune in tax credits to build a data center here without any community input. Then Shapiro fast-tracked building permits, also without community input. And Shapiro said he's putting even more data centers in our backyards.
No!
Now we know why. Shapiro pocketed over $5 million in political contributions from out-of-state data center
developers. Yeah.
Shapiro sold us out.
Yeah. Wow. It's like Guadalcanal, man. It's like Love Canal. It's like swampland with dumping radioactive waste in it. The way it's being characterized. What the hell are we doing here, man? I told some of these data center folks that are talking about building here, man, you better start doing some damn marketing, man. People hate you. Patrick, are you kind of blown away by this flip-flop, bro?
I was at first until you see these town hall meetings where people are losing their minds.
Losing their minds.
My God, man.
My goodness.
Yeah, like they're going to come in and they're going to destroy the town by putting up a warehouse with computers in it. Oh, my God.
With two security guards.
And hey, newsflash, we have data centers. They've been around for, 30 plus years. But, wow, come on.
That's unbelievable. I mean, yeah. The rhetoric is insane. Josh Shapiro's going to kill your children. Okay. He's live tomorrow. We'll ask him. Go ahead, Rush.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, Rush.
It's an honor to speak with you.
It's a pleasure to hear you, sir. I've been waiting.
I called earlier about the kids being taken. Remember Elian Gonzalez?
Yes.
The little Cuban kid that was taken away from his father in Miami years ago.
It's a massive, that's all why I'm calling. Massive story. That's all I'm calling. Massive story.
Okay,
massive.
Now AI. Hey, Mark.
Yeah,
AI. I'm 74 years old. I saw Elon Musk and Larry Page. No, I read that Elon Musk and Larry Page, they were messing with AI years ago before we even knew it.
Yeah.
And they had a falling out because Musk told Page, he said, hey, now when this guy...
Right, before you read me the book, here, do you support him or not?
Who? What?
That's enough.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.